All right, well, let's see. So that was just Blondie with Fade Away and Radiate, and before that, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard with Polygon Wanaland. That's such a mouthful. I'm definitely going to get more practice saying that. Coming up next, it is Native American Heritage Month, so this is a tribe called Red, and give it a listen. It's real interesting.
Thank you.
You know, I can't really complain. I thought that was gonna be my last song, that I was gonna have to leave, go home, go to sleep, get ready for tomorrow. But it looks like the next show hasn't showed up again. I'm not gonna complain, because I love the radio. I love you guys. Love the mic. Love, you know, just playing those songs, putting them out there. But seriously, 2 weeks in a row? Oh well. Looks like you guys are gonna get another song from Polygon Wanaland, but maybe in a bit. Before then, let's see if I have anything else in my playlist. Looks like I've gone through the entire playlist that I set aside for this week. I really didn't plan much this week. I was so busy with midterms and projects. For comps, I'm working on this checkers bot that'll play checkers against you and beat you. Hopefully. I just about finished the checkerboard itself, which is cool. Getting some weird errors. It's like, should be moving the pieces, but it's not. Why isn't it? I don't know. Haven't gotten to the bottom of that one yet. Ooh, yeah. Want to play some Caravan. What do I want to play by Caravan? Ooh. There's so many good songs. They're all good. What a great band. See, you know, like, if you're gonna miss your show after me, at least let me know so my listeners don't have to deal with me stumbling around trying to... Oh, here he is. Hi. How you doing? I can put on a song while you get ready. So, here's my last song for real. I'll play Golf Girl by Caravan.
In PVC, I chanced upon a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin. For threepence, you can buy one, full right to the brim. So, of course, I had to have one. In fact, I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl, could see she fancied me. Later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls. She protected me. Her name was Pat. We sat under a tree. She kissed me. We go for walks in fine weather. We'll be right back.
on again.
About you, why you sleeping with her? I've been dreaming about you. Why you lying with her? I've been lying with you. I've been thinking about us, you've been thinking about you. But that said, you know what I'm about to do. Call up this nigga like you should come through. I got nothing but time on this planned afternoon. Turn up the music, regret coming soon. And I don't wanna date, it's my favorite tune. And I don't wanna fuck, it's my favorite move. Loving you, eh, cause I'm hating to lose. Fake no more. I don't even want to date no more. Take a break, hope that it breaks you for sure. Chasing you makes me out to be the fool. Lying, lying to her, she knows that I'm with you. Only lying with her, cause I can't lie with you. I'm just telling the truth, I got nothing to prove. I got so much to lose on these bland afternoons. With that said, you know what I'm about to do. Call up this female like you should come through. I could tell that she loves me the way I love you. She can tell I can't hug her the way I hug you. Nevertheless, she still loves me the way that you do it. You can't anymore, cause I can't be with you. Cause loving you aches, but I hate to lose.
Just go.
Yeah. Let's just.
don't even wanna wait no more. I don't wanna see you wake no more. I don't wanna see all day no more. I don't want you to live fake no more. All I want is what you ain't no more. You could change, I'll change for you. You could slip, I'll fall for you. You could trip, I'ma catch for you. I'ma love you like I ain't supposed to. I'ma become who she came close to. And I trip over lame hoes who main goals is to take my dude. I'ma love you like I can't hate you. I'ma treat you like a queen's supposed to. I'ma hold you like a fiend for you. Just lean forward, I'll make my move.
Thank you. Hello everyone, I hope everyone's doing okay tonight. This is DJ Ding, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone's having a chill night. I'm here joined with DJ...
What are you gonna go with? DJ what?
DJ what?
DJ what?
DJ what?
Alright. You're listening to Cool Like the Head, that is the name of our show. We are joined today with three of our nearest and dearest, starting with...
I'm Belle Young.
I'm Sophia Ginsburg.
Well done, guys.
I'm Justine Mon this year.
All right, nice to meet you, Justine Mon. Anyway, we're going to move into a current pop culture phenomenon, a meme phenomenon. I hope you guys are ready for Man's Not Hot. Let's go.
Yo. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Scrap. Skitty cat cat. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the ting went quack, quack, quack. You man was ducking. Hold tight, ask me, my brother. He's got a pumpy, big ting. Hold tight, my man, my guy. He's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on a phone. Moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Hold tight, my girl with me. On the road, doing 10 toes. Like my toes.
Like my toes.
You man thought I froze. I see a pen girl on a post.
Chilling.
If she ain't on it, I ghost. Look at your nose.
Check your nose, man.
You don't know. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
Hop out the 4-door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him. Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's tricks by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send it.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
Night.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce.
Ah.
Yo.
Boom.
Ah. The ting goes grrrr. Ah. Pack, 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 pack. Skitty keep pack, pack, pack. And the poop, poop, grrrr. Boom, boom, boom. Ski ya. Ah. Do, do, coo, coo, do, doom, doom. Boom, boom.
You're done though.
I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Man can never be hot,
never hot.
Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Lynx effects,
come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah.
Use roll on,
use that.
Or spray.
Shh.
But either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet ting.
The ting goes grrrr, ah, pack, 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 skitty kick, pack, 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 and the poop, poop, grrrr, boom, 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 ski, ah, do, do, coo, coo, do, boom, do, boom, boom.
You're done now.
Big shot.
Man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
40 degrees, that man's not hot.
Come on,
yo. In the sauna, man's not hot.
Never hot.
Yeah.
Skitty kick, pack, pack.
Thank you.
by your grace. I'm blinded by your grace, by your grace. I'm blinded by your grace. I'm blinded by your Lord, I've been broken. Although I'm not worthy, you fix me. I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me. Lord, I've been broken. Although I'm not worthy, you fix me. Now I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me.
One time for the Lord, and one time for the cause. And one round of applause, one time for Fraser T. Smith on the courts. I think we got one. I stay prayed up, then I get the job done. Yeah, I'm Abigail's youth, but I'm God's son. But I'm up now, look at what God's done. Nah, real talk, look at what God did. On the main stage, running around topless. My phone flips, then I tell him that we got this. This is God's plan, they can never stop this. Like, wait right there, could you stop my verse? You saved this kid and I'm not your first. It's not by blood and it's not by birth. But oh my God, what a God I serve.
Although I'm not worthy, you fix me. I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me.
And we're back, everybody. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was Blinded by Your Grace Part 2 by Stormzy. Legend, shout out. Anyway, so we're going to move into some interactive discussions with everyone here. And the first question I was going to ask, just to keep things spurred along, is, now, would you rather, and you know, all you listeners can think about this as well, would you rather get a paper cut between your fingers every single time you touched paper, or bite your tongue every time you eat something? Alright, send in your polls. Feel free to call the studio. No, serious.
Paper cut.
You'd rather paper cut?
Paper cut, yeah. Because I can just like actively not touch it. I don't touch paper that often anyway, but like,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I eat all the time.
I agree.
Yeah.
So you take the paper option.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sophia? Also, with like the world going less paperless now, you know?
Yeah. I also like reading
and
real
it'll
books.
Continue to be so.
I also like reading books.
Oh, that's true. Maybe you can get a Kindle. Like,
I have a Kindle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. No, I mean, food's more important to live, you know? You need it
than
to survive.
Paper. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good like responses.
You have to just like eventually bite your own tongue off though, right?
Yeah, that would be gross. You know, my friend actually, he Snapchatted me the other day. He was like, you know, I was just playing football, like, and I bumped into someone, like, whatever. And then, like, he asked his friend, like, hey, I just bit my tongue, like, is it okay? Like, can you see if it's bleeding? And he's like, mate, the whole chunk is falling off. And like, he snapped me this thing, and it was disgusting. Like, there was like a ridge around it, and like the whole, it wasn't like connected fully. Oh my God, it gives me shivers. Literally like the day before, I was like moaning the entire day about how I bit my tongue, and I have it also. I felt really pathetic after that. But yeah. Moving swiftly along to the next question. Would you rather give up cheese or give up oral sex?
Oral sex, that's so easy.
For real?
Yeah, are you serious? I would always put food over sex. It's the same question, food or sex? You answer that one.
Sex.
Yeah, I would give up sex. Wait, what?
No, I would not. No, which one? I would not give up sex.
No,
for
which
food.
One? Oh, I would totally give up sex for food.
I'm a little lactose intolerant.
I wondered if that would affect people's answers.
I think I would give up cheese because eventually I'm gonna have to anyway. You know.
Interesting.
Sadly.
Aren't we all lactose tolerant except for Bill?
Yeah. I think 1 in 3 Asians.
Lactose is absolutely great.
Yeah, lactose is great.
Mm-hmm. After all those yogurt like pretzels that we just ate. Oh my God, I cannot read that next question. Jesus. That was so inappropriate. Okay, would you rather be... it's kind of topical, I guess. Would you rather be stupid in a world full of smart people? Or would you rather be smart in a world full of stupid people?
Isn't the first question tough?
You what?
Nothing. Dude, honestly, I feel...
Yeah.
Stupid in a world of smart people are Tufts?
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Is Tufts... Does Tufts have smart people?
Ooh.
Are there lots of them?
Uh-huh. I mean, there are a few in this room, but only
no,
four.
Wait, but like, jokes aside, no, seriously. Would you rather be stupid in a world full of smart people or smart in a world full of stupid people? I know I'd rather be smart in a world full of stupid people.
Yeah, obviously. Like, have you read Flowers for Algernon?
Oh, that's such a sad book.
I haven't, no.
No, we read it with, we read it in CIS.
I don't know.
He clearly didn't do it because it was high school reading.
Anyway. Yeah.
Dude, I would rather be stupid in a world of smart people because then you can learn so much, you know?
I agree. And you also have, like, all the smart people.
But you'd be limited, like, every step of the way. And everyone would look down on you for, like...
Why would everyone...
Are people going to look down on you?
I mean, I guess it's kind of sort of implied.
But also, like, ignorance is bliss, right? Like, maybe you're so stupid that you don't know that you're stupid.
Yeah.
For a silly one... Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers, or would you rather have fingers as long as your legs? Think about what that would mean.
I think legs as long as fingers.
So basically you don't have legs.
Yeah.
No, what?
Yeah.
I'd still have my own legs, but just my fingers would also be...
No, legs as long as fingers, yeah. As in the length of your leg is
okay.
The length of
What's
a finger.
What's the other option?
Or fingers as long as legs.
I'm not understanding
you. Iman, you would just have really long fingers.
Guys, I'm the stupid person. I'm not the smart people.
Do you understand the question now?
No. It's fine. Someone else answer.
No, Iman, no, I need you to understand this
question. Can someone explain it, like, just slowly?
Okay, so legs as long as fingers, yeah. Right?
Legs as long as fingers.
So look at how long your fingers are.
And then that would...
Those would be your legs.
And they would be... Exactly.
Two fingers the length of your legs. So look at how long your legs are and imagine them on your hands.
Yeah, I said that one initially.
No, what? I'm confused. I'm confused
I want
now.
I want my fingers to be as long as my legs. Was that an option?
Yeah.
Okay,
your fingers
that's the one
can
I want.
Be as long as your legs. Wait,
imagine,
so you have like super long fingers.
Yeah. Do you know the villain from like the original Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire one?
Yes.
Dr. Octopus?
Yeah, I would be like that. And I think it'd be really fun to like walk around this campus like that.
Yeah. That would be...
That's actually pretty true.
You could go as Edward Scissorhands for Halloween and have like some mad scissors going on. You know what I mean? Like people would be like, what?
Oh, would you be able to lift your fingers? Like, would you be able
to
support
that weight? Yeah, would your fingers be as strong as your legs?
I mean, if you think
they were
about
the length of your
legs right now, like for the muscle density that they have, they're able to lift themselves and then more. So if you had fingers that were that length, they would be able to lift themselves and then more as well.
Well, no, because length doesn't mean like...
No, but also, like, you realize people do fingertip pushups / handstands.
Right.
I'm sure your fingers would be very strong.
Yeah, so they can be. Yeah, so you could walk around like a spider. That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Okay.
I think the other option's just like so strange, you know, just imagine.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
Would you rather be able to detect any lie you hear? So you'd be like a walking lie detector, right? Or you could get away with any lie that you tell. Ooh.
Lie detector.
Lie
then
detector.
I learned how to lie.
Hmm.
But you would learn how to lie better if every lie you told.
You would only be able to know if people lied or didn't lie.
Oh. Yeah, I know, but based off that, then I know what's a good lie.
I suppose.
I don't know.
Also, this music is galactic.
Follow-up question. How often do any of you feel the need to lie?
Good question.
Every day.
I mean, I think that lying can be split into so many different categories.
Yeah, for sure, right? Yeah.
There's so many different types of lies. So, I don't know how to answer that.
Do you guys think you give, like, a white lie a day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, probably. Yeah.
Or actually, no, literally every time when someone asks me how I'm doing. Like, exactly. How are you? Yeah. I'm good. I mean, I'm all right, yeah. Like, I guess.
I also feel like the secret to the best tip, the most convincing lie is when it's closest to the truth. So you just change one tiny thing and you keep everything else exactly the same. Because then it's just like easier to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, secrets are
secrets from a lie expert.
Yeah.
Tune in next week for more tips on how to lie to people. Okay, next one. Would you rather have the hiccups for the rest of your life or feel like you're always about to sneeze but you can't?
I think hiccups.
Dude, no.
I think it's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No, they are, you can still talk and stuff versus if you're about to sneeze, you know.
No, hiccups really can.
Hiccups
like,
kind of start to hurt after a while, I have found. Maybe I'm just hiccuping.
Wait, can we curse on air?
Yeah. You think hiccups would? Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
They're
like
quite
hiccups.
Quite uncomfortable, yeah.
I think at least that feeling with the sneeze is like.
But wait, you
like
never sneeze?
But that's like a perpetual like standstill. You know, you're just like so inhaled.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually reading today about how like people they'll basically like end their lives over tinnitus, which is like the like, repeated ringing in an ear. Like it's just like a small ringing noise, or I guess it gets louder. And I actually have tinnitus as well, but on like a smaller scale. Like when it's really quiet, it just sounds really ringing. But people like go crazy over it. It like really messes up the quality of your everyday life. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is another thing that would mess up your overall quality of life. Would you rather kick a wall as hard as you can with toothpicks in all of your toenails? Ugh. I actually did that today. I put my hand in my pocket and there was a glass shard and it like went right under my nail.
Why is there a glass shard in your pocket?
I don't know. I mean, it was like a thin glass shard.
Your enemy.
I don't even know. Anyway. Or would you rather tie a string around all of your teeth, connect them to the door, and then slam it?
Would your teeth all come out?
So painful. I guess so, yeah.
I think I'd rather do
the toenail.
Oh my god, guys, that would hurt so
much. It's short term, though.
But that would hurt more than teeth, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it would hurt more.
Do you not want your teeth?
You can get fake teeth. And have it look pretty good.
Do you think, in terms of discomfort, do you think that things are more uncomfortable when they hurt a place closer to your head or like further away?
I think it like depends.
Because like I feel like one argument you could be like, oh, it's just like my toe, like who cares? Whereas if it's like your face, like it like affects
you
more.
Dude, different kind of pain. Can you imagine?
No, for sure. I mean,
yeah. Like even when I cut my nails a little bit too short, I want to like die. Like, do you know what a feeling I'm describing?
For what it's worth, on this string, you know, teeth question versus kick a wall door, with toothpicks question. The intelligent folks at BuzzFeed actually voted on this, and the vote was exactly 50-50. So that's kind of interesting. I guess we weren't able to dissociate the pain into different types after all. You know? Next big important question. Now, this is less of a would you rather because you don't really have a choice. I mean, you can either choose to do this or not. Here's the program. You get... how much? $1 million, is it? Is it a million for the snail thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, you get given $1 million. You can spend it however you want. You can do whatever you want. You can just live your life with $1 million extra in the bank. But
$1 million constantly.
Yeah. Like, you basically... Okay, well, then you just have unlimited money. It doesn't matter what money you have. If you have it constantly.
True.
Point is...
a lot of money.
Point is, you have a large sum of money.
A lot of money.
Now, you can have that, you can take the deal, you be able to live your life in indulgence for the rest of your life. However, there's a hyper-intelligent snail that is after you, and if it touches you, you will die and lose all of this, you know, all of your riches and all of your happy memories and all of that. Do you take the deal?
Wait, can you kill the snail?
You cannot kill the snail.
It's just always following you.
It's just like extremely intelligent, following you. So you can't outsmart it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like if you try and destroy it, like it'll just be a clone decoy or something.
Is it always following you by like a mile or like an inch?
It's trying to get to you.
So it's like close
at
by.
At a snail rate.
Well, you don't know.
So
how
you're like
close
at a party and you look down and the snail's probably
it could be.
There.
It could be, yeah.
But if a snail starts off in New York and you go to Japan for the holidays, and like you never come back, that snail's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
But it is a hyper intelligent snail, so like so maybe in a year it could like
maybe it'll hop on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it'll follow you.
Maybe
on
it's
plane.
On the plane with you.
I'm
you
trying
never
to
know.
Think like how much anxiety that would give me, and if it would
be
like
a lot,
I don't know if it would. I don't think it would actually be a lot, you know. Because if you have an unlimited money, then if you get too anxious, you just go somewhere further. Like you know, you take
a plane. Also, I don't know if I want to spend my time thinking about this snail.
Exactly.
I'd rather spend the time thinking about other things, maybe how to make money on my own.
Yeah. Also, I'm thinking like, how much would my life improve if I had unlimited money? Like, probably not that much, you know.
Like, not
like,
enough
to warrant.
I'd
still be like a tough student.
A murderer.
Maybe it'll be
snail.
Fun exactly. for like 2 months.
Yeah, that's true.
3 months.
But I also feel like this is kind of a question that can also boil down to like, do you care about your own comfort versus like the greater good of humanity? Because you could take all the unlimited money and spend it on like donate to charities and stuff.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to.
So because then you only be for your personal
No. I mean,
use?
You could, but you like if you had unlimited money, your best like option is to keep it in the bank. Because if you start giving it to everyone, then the money's just gonna inflate because you're
exactly,
gonna have so much supply.
You're right.
No, I meant like on like a pretty that's reasonable right. scale.
Like, on like a small scale donations.
Like as in like it wouldn't like let's say like inflation wouldn't occur. Like you're not, you know, I'm
I mean,
not
like, you can't, like, create
money.
Utopia just
okay.
by, like, having the snail
okay,
t-shirt.
Okay, fine. What if right. I use my unlimited money to think more smartly about redistributing money throughout society so that people's qualities of lives improve?
But isn't the point that if unlimited money exists, then there technically is no such thing as, like, an economy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so ultimately the important dilemma in this question is, like, do you take the riches and, like, the life of what that money would give you over having this external anxiety about a snail
following
you?
The thing is, like, I feel like there's anxiety on both sides because you have to weigh the anxiety you have with, like, you know, stressing about money throughout your life and, like, being able to, like, make yourself and, like, go down, like, a certain path so that you feel, like, secure versus the anxiety of, like, a snail chasing you. And I kind of feel like, you know, at the end of the day, it's, like, a pretty equal anxiety.
No, that's fair.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, for sure. Moving on to a similar related question. Would you rather know when you're going to die or know how you're going to die? Have you heard this one before?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
You'd rather know when? But what if it's like tomorrow? I wouldn't want to know if it's tomorrow.
But like, if I was told how, then I'm avoiding that thing for the rest of my life and just, again, anxious.
And knowing when gives you like a very concrete like timeline, you know.
Actually, yeah, that's fair. Because if you know, then at least you can like make like the appropriate arrangements and like.
Honestly, it's almost like motivating. I feel like knowing.
Yeah, you could read it into that because like we're all gonna die at some point anyway. Yeah. That's fair. That's a reasonable point. Any other thoughts?
Anyone trying to go to Mars?
Oh, that's a good question.
No
really?
Way.
See, I have nightmares about it.
Same.
Hey, would you guys want to go to space?
No.
So,
dude, space and the ocean scare me the most.
I have a lot of nightmares for this.
Wait, why wouldn't you want to go to Mars?
Dude, what does Mars have?
I mean,
that,
they won't
like,
go to space. They're not
going
to go to Mars.
No, but, like, you know how, like, everyone's, like, trying to go to Mars now when Earth, like, eventually crumbles in on itself?
Well, see, that's the thing. People, I think this is a big misconception. Like, oh, you know, we'll just go to Mars and start a new habitat there, right? If you wanted to start a new habitat there, you have to terraform the whole planet. You'd have to install an ecosystem. Exactly.
Aren't they
I mean,
kind of doing that?
If you compare that to actually fixing what the Earth has, and the Earth has a lot of this stuff already going, you just need to remove carbon from the Earth.
Exactly.
Has it sailed?
It's sailed. It's like so far gone.
I mean, I think Mars is so far gone. That place is literally uninhabitable.
Yeah, but the Earth, like, after Trump pulled out of the climate deal, like, without America's support, the world is just, like, You need America's support in the whole thing.
I agree, but I don't think that we should necessarily hyper politicize this thing. Furthermore, I think also, like, if you think about, yes, like, we are in a very bad situation regarding climate change, but I personally don't think that it's not reversible, but it's not unsalvageable. It's not like people can't live, you know, in the future. And with every piece of bad news, and I totally know there's so much bad news, and I maybe am in, slightly in denial by saying this, the whole number of holes in the ozone layer has like rapidly or recently largely decreased. Mm-hmm. So the ozone layer is sort of restoring itself. I mean, I know it's not like a number of holes, but like the kind of general composition of it has really improved. So that's a nice thing to think about, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it is, you know, ignorance is bliss and all of that.
Have you guys seen WALL-E?
Yes. I haven't, actually.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I watched it when I was, like, 10, and it really scared me.
Yeah, that movie messed me up.
Is it, like, post-apocalyptic?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's, like, the Earth is completely, like, unsalvageable, and everyone's moving to space.
So oh,
it's,
I
like,
see.
Insane.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, but why wouldn't you go to space? Because if you think about it, when you fly like a commercial jet, you're kind of getting halfway there. You know what I mean? It's like the same thing. You just go a bit further.
That's not halfway there. That's
I mean,
so
it's
different.
Not. Yeah, you're still in the atmosphere, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same principle.
Yeah.
I feel like you're only taking it so much further by going further out.
I mean, there's a lot of. That's such a big decision, Richard. Can't just leave the planet.
No, I mean you can come back.
You can come back.
So yeah, just go to space. Like, you know, check it out.
I would,
like,
a vacation. I think I actually would have, like, I would, like, faint while in space. And then that'd be really bad.
I mean, this is, like, yeah, commercialized space travel.
I would go depending on, like, how long it's been around and if I knew people who had done it. You know what
that's
I mean?
Fair.
Like,
so
I don't
like
want to be the
thing.
First person to, like, be trying it out.
No, that's, I mean, you wouldn't be because we have astronauts, but.
No,
you know.
We don't have astronauts anymore.
What? What do you mean?
Wait, we don't.
I mean, like, they exist as, like, people who have done things in space.
Wait, so NASA no longer funds space travel, like, for actual people. And that's, like, the only company that does it. So Elon Musk right now is working on, like, reinstituting that.
Right.
But as of right now, there's
But my
no
point
astronauts.
Is, like, you wouldn't be the first person because people have gone to space before. You know what I mean? Under, like, similar conditions.
But
and, like,
I mean, I wouldn't want to be the first, like...
to explore Mars.
No, not to explore Mars.
Oh, like on a new program?
To go on that trip, right?
I wouldn't want to be a first, like, regular person
yeah.
to
I
go
see.
On
That's
it,
fair.
You know?
Do I have to be on it by myself?
Oh, interesting. Let's say yes to
okay,
make the question more
no.
interesting.
No. I'm not going alone.
What if you're going with a group of people, but you're, like, the first party?
But do I know these people?
I don't think
sure.
No, I don't think you
do
know
I get
them.
To pick who they are?
No.
Sure.
This could be reality, by the way.
No, because, like, me leaving this planet, like, whenever I make, you kind of have to, like, kind of just assume the worst could happen, you know? Like, if I'm about to, like, leave the planet, I'm going to assume that I'm never coming back. So, like, if I had to leave and I got to pick who I went with, then, like, I would go.
Also, would it be, like, by the time you got to Mars, like, people on Earth would be old, or is that not how it works?
Oh, yeah, time is
no, you wouldn't really experience relativistic effects at
oh,
this,
you
not flying to Mars. Not, I mean, not, like, a real effect where you come back and they're, like, ancient, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
like, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I think maybe I'm more open-minded about it than I initially thought.
Yeah, I mean, also, I think that, like, space travel, that really is the pinnacle of, like, our human, like, capabilities in terms of, like, the fields of science and technology. Because, like, we have been able to... It's not just that we can go really far up, which is its own challenge, but it's, like, we can survive even when we don't have everything that was given us to survive in the first place. Like, we can manufacture oxygen tanks, and we can manufacture things that allow us to live, perhaps our whole life, depending on the extent of it, entirely by our own, you know... manipulation. And that I think is just like such a cool thing. And so I would love to go to space because I feel like that would be me achieving that
true.
Like status of like human exploration, like that milestone, you know?
Like the fact that people have gone to a place that literally does not have gravity is so crazy.
I mean, there's still gravity.
But no.
You mean in space?
Yeah, in space. Well, on like not on the planets, but like when they're traveling in space, there's no gravity, right?
So there is actually a gravity. But it's zero G, not zero gravity. So you don't experience acceleration from gravity, but you still experience gravity. Maybe that's me being pedantic, I don't know.
No, yeah, right. No, you're like, absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No, it's not an absolute zero.
What?
That's
temperature. Absolute zero is a temperature.
No, but like zero doesn't mean nothingness, that's what you mean, right?
No, I mean that there is gravity. Like,
but you just don't...
And in fact, if you're in a spaceship, most likely a lot of it will be like a lot of what makes you move is like, you know, your engine thrusters.
Yeah.
A lot of it is gravitational pull from like different sources of things. Like we're all experiencing gravity anywhere in the Milky Way because we're still rotating around the Milky Way or the center of the Milky Way, rather.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Should we be playing the space music?
Oh, yeah, space yeah. music.
No, it's fine. We're on Planet Blue right now. Blue Planet.
Has anyone seen Blue Planet?
Yeah, it's insane. It's so scary.
Which episode did you watch?
I watched the deep ocean.
Yeah, we watched the deep one last week.
It's insane. Like, it's so crazy that things can look like that.
Yeah.
Like, the fish literally look like aliens. It's insane.
That's true. Did you watch Planet Earth too?
I watched some of Planet Earth. I think I thought the Blue Planet was more interesting.
Interesting. I thought that Planet Earth was better done. I thought that it was weirder.
You thought that was weirder?
Yeah. Because I feel like fish, I disassociate them a lot in my mind. So, like, when they do weird stuff, I'm like, oh, it's like fish. Like, they do tons of weird stuff.
No, but it's not even them doing weird stuff. It's, like, the way they look, you know? Have you seen, like, the octopus that literally has, like, strobe lights coming out of it? Like, it's insane.
That's true. It's pretty insane. Yeah. Crazy the world. Crazy the things that we share the world with, right?
Yeah.
Literally crazy.
Well, okay, if you had to live in another type of terrain that isn't like land, well, I guess not in terrain anymore, but like a space, so like either in the air or like in the water. Okay, wait,
what?
So you can no longer live like as we do now, just like on land. Mm-hmm. You have to pick like a different spatial environment. Would you pick living in the sky or underwater? Your body and like whatever, mm-hmm. would it like adjust?
Oh, the sky. We wouldn't be able to survive in the underwater.
No, your body you and just, whatever would yeah, adjust
she says yeah that you can do it.
Oh.
underwater.
Year 3000.
We should play that song next.
How deep can I go underwater? Because I want to be able to go like deep. Like really deep.
How about just like as deep as like a dolphin can go? I don't know how deep that is.
That's really shallow.
Okay, well,
okay,
that's
as deep as a whale.
Okay, fine.
I want to be able to swim with the whales.
You can swim with whales.
Okay, cool. I'd rather be in the water then.
Why? Than the sky. Why?
The sky is kind of boring. Like, all you would see are hawks and eagles
and
an airplane.
Yeah, but if you look down,
I mean,
it's everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, I'd rather not look at humans destroying the planet. I'd rather just like
that's look a very at cynical way of looking at one.
I'd rather just look at interesting fish / chill with the shark or like
chill with.
Wait,
the shark.
You still maintain the same level? Like, it's still you, Bill. So you wouldn't want to like visit New York? Like, it's still your consciousness.
I could swim into the East River. Okay. No matter how dirty it is, it's fine. Like, I'll just be there.
Alright.
It'll be fun. I'll master the ocean.
Aquaman.
Understand
though.
International sea trade. It'll be great.
International sea trade.
Sabotage.
Maritime law, you'll be an expert.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like being in water for that long would be so claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm. I
feel like being in the air would be like very freeing.
Because it's all the same thing, right?
Yeah.
No.
Also, because like in the water, you like feel the pressure of like an actual like substance on you versus it's just air in mm-hmm. the sky, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I feel like the substance difference definitely makes a difference into
you probably
like,
have gills too. It'd be interesting.
Also, pruny fingers. You know,
you wouldn't have pruny fingers.
You wouldn't.
Your body
no, your body's
right?
No, your entire body. Like, you probably, realistically speaking, would end up looking.